About 3 years ago, Vermont tried to make it easier for families to access early education services. Act 166 started a universal pre-K program that gives public money to kids who attend certified early ed centers. But a new report by the Joint Fiscal Office finds the number of available slots for children under the age of 5 has dropped in the past 3 years. And as VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports, in some parts of the state, the decrease has been dramatic.
The playground at the Winston Prouty Early Ed Center in Brattleboro is covered with snow, and so the toddlers are getting dressed up to go outside.
Court, look what I found.
Yeah, your snow pants.
Where are we going to go?
The snow.
The snow.
Winston Prouty is at capacity. There's a waiting list for families who want to get their kids into the program. And Center Director Chloe Leary says the data in the new report reflects what she's seeing on the ground.
The report definitely shows that in terms of access to childcare, we are in worse shape. Families are having a more difficult time accessing childcare.
The JFO report paints a pretty stark picture. Across the state, about 25% of the home-based childcare centers closed since the end of 2015. And while there's been growth in some center-based programs, overall the state has about 1,700 fewer slots today than when the new law expanded access for kids 5 years and younger. Essex and Grand Isle counties have been hit especially hard. Leary says the JFO report shows the universal pre-K law that passed in 2015 was just a starting point.
We are in a very urgent situation where if we want to make change and we want to have a community where people want, where we attract people to come here and where we're raising kids in a way that we feel good about, we are in a very urgent situation.
When then-Governor Shumlin signed the universal pre-K bill, Leary says people expected the new law to drive out some home-based providers. There'd be more competition, first of all, because public schools would offer early ed programs. But it also increased the regulations and standards for home-based providers. The new law said if the home-based centers want to use public money, they had to invest in safety measures, and providers had to take some classes. And for people like Lisa Harris, it was just too heavy a lift.
There need to be standards, but they're often applied with no regard to all the red tape that's involved and all the cost.
Harris ran her home-based childcare center in Windham County for 15 years, and she shut it down in 2016. She says she would have had to put up fencing around her rural yard and hire a licensed teacher to work part-time, and each added requirement convinced her it was time to close her home-based center.
And it's one of the sort of hurdles that's there that are imposed from the new regulations that slow people down and wear them out so that eventually they say, I'm not doing this anymore. I just can't do it anymore.
The JFO report doesn't offer any suggestions on why the number of childcare slots have gone down, and it's a complex situation. For people like Harris, the new rules and costs associated with the regs were reason enough to move on to something new. But Vermont is aging too, and some home childcare providers were just at the point where they were ready to retire. And the state's low unemployment means everyone's looking for workers. And so when a home-based center closes, there aren't younger providers waiting to open up a new one. Reva Murphy is a deputy commissioner with the Department for Children and Families. She says home-based centers will always be important for parents who want their kids in smaller settings and to better serve families in small towns who can't get into the population centers on their way to work.
We've been closely monitoring what's happening with family child care, and it's a national trend, and we all know that. In a rural state, that's quite alarming to us because we think it's a critical part of supply in a rural state. And the issue is we're losing it, and it's not being replaced. Right. So it's not that family child care has ever closed before, but there's not new ones opening.
And the calculus is further complicated by the fact that the number of young kids in Vermont is leveling off or falling. And Murphy says there's a statewide survey going on right now to figure out the real need out there. She says that report will give child care advocates more data to work with to figure out the best way to strengthen Vermont's early ed system. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Brattleboro.